Yeah, I told him not coming.
Okay, this month's share is being sponsored in memory of Binyamin ben Baruch Bodenheim and Chaya Rosa ben Shlomo Zalman Bodenheimer. Before I begin the share, I have to apologize because I have to end the share a couple of minutes early. I have something I must take care of later tonight. So we'll try to, I guess I'll just have to speak a little bit quicker to fit everything in. So we're going to try to learn through the sugya tonight of a bodek tzarech sheyivarech, the gemara that appears in the beginning of Masechet Tzachim, but before a person does the tikkun chometz, so a person has to recite a baracha. So this is the first sugya begins in Tzachim Zayin Amid Aleph, Amar Rav Yehuda, a bodek tzarech sheyivarech, before you do the tikkun chometz, you have to make a baracha. Mayim mevarech, what's the nusach of baracha? Rav Papi al mishmei derava leva'er chometz, Rav Papa al mishmei derava al bi'er chometz. Very technical machlokes, whether the nusach of baracha is leva'er chometz, or the nusach of baracha is al bi'er chometz. So most people who learn the sugya of a bodek tzarech sheyivarech spend most of their time on this machlokes. Why is it al and why is it le? The Gemara relates this to other mitzvahs. When do we say the bracha al? When do we say the bracha le? And that's really, in a sense, really the primary sugya, which we're not going to talk about tonight. When do you say which types and types of nusach brachas? Suffice it to say, there are really two different mahalchim and the rishonim how to solve this dilemma. So there are, most of the rishonim say that there is some kind of a cloud, there's some kind of a rule, that there's a reason why some mitzvahs start with a lamin and why other mitzvahs start with an al. And you have to sort of figure out what the klal is. And the Rambam gives you what he thinks the klal is, and the Rush gives you what he thinks his klal is, and the Ryan gives you what his klal is. Everybody's trying to find that mysterious klal. And Tosfos and Tzachim and the Zion throw their hands up, and they say, the Aymeri, the Ain klal was there. He said, there is no rule. He said, you can't figure it out. Half the brachas are one way, half the brachas are the other way, and every time you come up with a rule, there's a item in a klal. So, nevach, there must be, it's some reason, but we really can't put our fingers on it. So Kol Panim, what we're going to focus on more is not so much what the Nusach HaBracha is, but the very fact that you make a bracha altogether. So, L'chora, his Gemara is a big pell, it's very difficult to understand. It sounds like this is Rav Yehuda's Chiddush, that you have to recite a bracha before you do Bedikas Chometz. And before you put on tefillin, you don't make a bracha. And before you blow shofar, you don't make a bracha. Before you light chanukah candles, you don't make a bracha. We have a cloud level, kol mitzvahs mevarech lehem over l'asiyasun. So anytime you do any mitzvah, you recite a bracha. So what's the chiddush of Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda the Amora has to be mechadish to us the concept of birchas and mitzvahs. We never heard of birchas and mitzvahs beforehand. So what is munach in the statement of Rabbi Yehuda? So comes the Rosh in the second Neman Mekamos in Pesachenberg Alasim and Yud and says, Amar Rabbi Yehuda Marav Avodah Tzach Shevarech, the low tema ain't a kolkach mitzvah, kaven the ain't a ella levaris a chometz min abayis. I would have thought that maybe bedikas chometz / bedikas / biur is not really a significant mitzvah. Maybe it's not enough of a mitzvah to require a bracha. Kamash malon that it is. So what exactly is the havimina? Why would I have thought bedikas chometz is so fundamentally different? And what's the maskana? Why is it not ultimately different? So l'chora, what the Rosh is referring to is as follows. That there is a Tosfos in the third of the Mamakomas, a Tosfos that was Chul and Kuvhem and Aleph. The Tosfos discusses that there are really three different times that one is supposed to wash one's hands, the Torah Seudah. So one is, of course, Mayim Rishonim, Netilas Yadayim. Then there's Mayim Acharonim, at least there's Mayim Gemara, there's Mayim Acharonim, maybe there's Mayim Azeh, depending who you ask. And then there's a third kind of Mayim, which is Mayim Memtsoyim. Mayim Memtsoyim means that if a person eats Milchiks, that the meal first, and then he wants to switch to eating Freshiks, so that he can't just do that, he has to wash his hands first in order just to get off all the cheese, get off all the milchik residue off his hands. So those are the three different atilas yadayim that exist in halacha to Taras Uda. So it happens to be that only the first of the atilas yadayim requires a bracha. Of course, you make a bracha when you wash the atilas yadayim before eating, but Mayim Acharonim doesn't require a bracha. That's a question in and of itself. The Tosfos is not addressing that. Tosfos is addressing, why isn't that Mayim Memtsoyim doesn't require a bracha? Let's say a person ate a piece of cheese. Now he decides, you know what, I want to now have a piece of chicken. So he should has to go to the kitchen and go take a couple of water and should make a bracha chicken. Yishonim mitzvayis v'anantos yadayim. Since the halacha requires of him to wash by memtsoyim, so why isn't he required to make a bracha? So it says, tell us what's him to him, memtsoyim from ben gvim l'brasa shem etzerech mitzvah yuterin bracha. V'yesh lomar, de'ein ze'kim hechsher achila, k'mo nikr chelev amlichas basar. Tosha says, when you clean out the chalev of an animal, when you get rid of the gid hanasha, or when you kasher meat, you salt meat, you don't make a bracha. Why don't you make a bracha? So the answer is that those actions are not really mitzvah saseh. Those actions are actions that the halacha mandates in order to void violating an iser. The Torah says, you're not allowed to eat chelev. This is pashut. Chelev chodam lo so chelev. You're not allowed to eat chelev. You're not allowed to eat dam. You're not allowed to gira nosha. So therefore, there are a whole series of different halachically required procedures to make sure that there's no chelev, to make sure that there's no dam, to make sure that there's no gira nosha. So true, you have to do those procedures, but those procedures are not really mitzvahs. Those procedures are just literally hechsher achilah. They're just ways of making sure that the food is kosher. Let's say, for example, a mashkiah comes into a store and he checks the lettuce. So you check the lettuce, you make a bracha shake, and you show those are abdikas tavoyim. That you have to check the lettuce because otherwise you can eat the bumps. Maybe no. Don't take this as a statement or anything. But I'm not trying to sell gush katif lettuce right now. It's not in the business. But clearly there are things that the halakha requires of you to do, which are not mitzvahs per se, which are just necessary in order to avoid the pitfalls of an aveira. So those types of actions don't require a bracha. Pesach says, why do you have to wash the tilas mayim and soyim? Because you're not allowed to eat bosom b'chalof. So to avoid eating bosom b'chalof together, the chum v'misachin, you have to wash the tilas yadayim, but the tilas yadayim is not the teres mitzvah, it's only the teres avoiding an iser. So in fact, for this reason, that these types of activities, nikachelim, lechazbosar, these things don't have to be done by Jews, they can be done by non-Jews. A non-Jew may not have manas in this area. Maybe if the non-Jew tells you that he koshered the meat, maybe you can't believe him. That's a different story. But if you're watching him and you see what's going on, and he's doing the ma'isa malicha, so what? It's not a problem. You don't say it's your mitzvah and you need shlichos. You don't need shlichos. It's not a mitzvah. It's just a hekatimsa, just to remove an iser. So that seems to be what the root of what the Rosh is saying about b'tikas chametz also. Now what's the nature of b'tikas chametz? All the boss are breaking the chametz. So why do you have to be bodik chametz for? So the Gemara says b'feirush in Maseches Tzachim that b'dikas chametz is only midarabanan. The midaraisi you really don't have to be bodik chametz because midaraisi have a bit of b'yal masagi. If you're mevatel the chametz, you say kol chamira, so midaraisi you're home free. But midarabanan the chum v'misakim b'dikas chametz. Why were they misakim b'dikas chametz? That's the machlekes Rashi and Tosfos on the first Tosfos in Tzachim, the Beizim and Aleph. So Rashi learns that the reason why the chum v'misakim b'dikas chametz was to avoid the pitfall of Bali Roh by Yibotze. Why? What do you mean avoid the pitfall? We just got finished saying with the rice of a bit of the Amasagi. So the Ran explains that Rashi means as follows, that true of a person is Mevatel Chametz properly believe Shalom, so he won't violate by Roh by Yibotze. But, you know, who says he's really going to mean it? Who says he really means to believe Shalom? Yeah, he thinks that's what it says in the Siddur. That's what everybody says in our Pesach in the morning. But he doesn't really mean it. Maybe really in the heart of hearts really wants to hold on to some of his Chametz. So it turned out that the B'dikas Chametz wasn't really binding because it wasn't really B'lev Shalom. So therefore the Ran says, the Chachamim were Mesaken B'dikas Chametz, Shalom Lavo B'bai Ravei Matzah, that they didn't want to rely on Bittul. Really, strictly speaking, mid the right, Bittul is good enough. So the person honest to goodness is Mevata B'lev Shalom, then he doesn't have to worry. But the Chachamim were afraid, they made a low plug, even if you personally are Mevata B'lev Shalom, they made a low plug, that everybody has to do B'dikas Chametz. So according to Rashi, the Takanas Chachamim of B'dikas Chametz was primarily to protect by Ravei Matzah. And Tosfos and Beis and Alfam Sochem totally disagrees. Tosfos says, Nidarai, what do you want? He was involved with Chametz. There is no Bayer Rav and Motzei. So why do you need B'dikas Chametz? So Tosfos says it was to prevent a totally different Isra, not the Isra of Bayer Rav and Motzei. It was a Siyah Gzer Hashem Yovel Yochlo. Because Nidarai, so you can leave all your Chametz around and just be involved with her. And then you're going to come home, Pesach, you're going to come home to the Seder, and you can have a pizza sitting there. So Gezer Hashem Yavol Yachlo. So the Chachamim made a takana that you shouldn't leave chametz around, even though you are mevatlev. Not only were they mesaka and you can't leave the chametz around that you know about, but they're mesaka that if it's a mokom shemachnisim by chametz, you have to go and look, you have to go search to get rid of all the possible chametz that's there. So according to Tosfos, the takana B'dikas chametz was geared towards protecting the yisr of eating chametz. So Bein L'Rashi, Bein L'Tosfos, the takana of B'dikas Chametz was in a certain sense a negative takana. It was a takana that was made to protect something. It was a takana that was made to protect an iser. So comes the Rosh and says, so one could have made a good case that you don't make a bracha on such a takana. The same way you don't make a bracha on Nikar Chaylev, and you don't make a bracha on Melichas Basar, and you don't make a bracha on Netilas Mayim Mamsoyim, because these are not mitzvahs. These are just hechatimtas to avoid aveiras. So maybe B'dikas Chametz is also it's a type of kamashma. The Chametz telling you, we're strongly recommending, we're requiring of you to make sure to get rid of your chametz, so that you don't violate this, you don't violate that, so you plug it in. Rashi tells you whatever pshat you want, But both Rashi and Tosfos, the nature of the Bedikas Chomis is to protect the Yisurim. So that made a lot of sense that Yitakha should not make a bracha. So now we built up the Havaminas so well. Some yeshivas, they spend weeks and weeks and weeks at Havaminas. So now we built the Havamina up. Now what's the Maskana? So why is Yitakha? Why does Rav Yudah Marav say, Abodei Tzarech Sheyavarech? So our Korachach, what Rav Yudah Marav has been mechadish to us, is that although the impetus for the Gezerah was Shelo Lavo B'Bayivra, or Shelo Yavo B'Yachilas Chomet, but the formulation of the takana was b'taras asay. That means there was an official formal takana chacham mitzvah b'derabanan, no less than kriyas hamegillah, no less than halachas neres chanukah, no less than erev tavshilin. It was a formal takana chachamim to do an active mitzvah derabanan of b'dikas chametz, even though what prompted Chazal to institute it was shlo la'ala b'ayirah v'matzi or gzeir shem yavah liyachlo. But at the end of the day, they formulated that as a takana. It's not like Mikra Chayav and Malichas Basa. Malichas Basa, if somehow magically the Don disappears by itself, so good, so there's no mitzvah to do Malicha. There's no Indian to do Malicha. You don't have to try to do the Malicha yourself. You can have a guy do the Malicha for you, it's no problem. But for B'dikas Chametz, if you don't do the B'dikas Chametz, if you delegate it to a non-Jew, so then you're mevatel the mitzvah. If you get delegated to a Jew, so then you're yotzei based on shlichos, but mitzvah yotzei v'bishlucho. But when it comes to Malichas Basa, there's no mitzvah by Yosef Shulchan. There's a greater mitzvah for me to kasher the meat and to have somebody else kasher the meat. There's no such thing. Because Malichas Basa was never a takana sacham. Malichas Basa was just a hechatimsa to avoid Yisurim. Masha'en came, Malichas Chametz, although it was originated, the Torah Slav, it was originated to protect Yisurim, the formal takana was, the Torah Mitzvah Saseh. So therefore, Lamaisi, you do recite a bracha.
The proof is they gave it as not.
Right, I mean, they made a formal with a, like a mitzvah, like the same way there's a Zman HaLochus Neres Chanukah, there's a Zman HaLochus, a Zman Kriyas HaMegillah, there's a Zman B'dikas Chametz. Because Shem HaLevat Lev Shalem. Well, the Ran is just telling you the reason why they instituted it, but just because the reason was Shem HaLevat Lev Shalem, you still don't know that it was B'Torah Saseh, so that you need the Chiddush of Rav Yudah Marav, or maybe Tzarech Sheyavarech. So this idea that B'dikas Chametz is not really B'taras Lav, it really is B'taras Asay, so that may be true some of the time, but it may be some remnant of that Havamina. I mean, the Havamina may not be totally wrong, it may sometimes come back to life. So in the fourth of the Ma'amar Kamos, the Gemara tells them, Sachem Dafav Amid Alas, a very, very important Gevara, which is relevant for many people in Taisach, Ramar Vida Marav, Hamafarish Vayyotzi B'Shayara. What if a person is leaving, he's not going to be home in Taisach? So there's a Chazal, so what do you mean you're not going to be home? Where are you going on Pesach? I'm a farish. You're going to be on a boat ride somewhere. They didn't mean a cruise. They meant you're going to be on you have to go somewhere. And Yosef B'Shayara, the guy's going to be in a caravan in the middle of the desert. So the mighty knows that he's not going to be on Pesach. So is he required to do B'dikas Chametz before he leaves or not? So comes the Gemara and says the tense. Kodem Shloshim Yom Ein Zochel Levaya. Tov Shloshim Yom Zochel Levaya. It depends when he left. If he leaves before 30 days before Pesach, not before Purim, then he doesn't have to bother with B'dikas Chametz, be a Chametz, he can leave all the Chametz wherever it is, doesn't he? He has to do Bitul Chametz, that's because the Raisa, you have to of course get rid of it, you have to be involved with the Chametz, but the Takonas HaChametz, B'dikas Chametz, there's no need to do if you left before 30 days. But Tov Shloshim Yom Zochel Levaya, but if you leave within 30 days, so then you're Mechuyav to be Mevaya. Where does 30 days come from? So that's the Shloshim Yom Kodem Chag. But the halacha is that Sholem Vedarshim because of Pesach, Kodem Pesach Shloshim Yom. That's when the mitzvah HaChag already mutalas on the person. So if you leave within 30 days, leave after Purim, then you have to do B'dikas Chametz. Amr Abaye, had the Amras Tov Shloshim Yom Zochel Levaya, that which we say that within 30 days you have to get rid of your Chametz, Lo Omer El Shadayta Lachzor. That's only assuming you're going to return on Pesach. We have a limp shot like Rashi, that it means you're going to come back during Pesach. But Ein Dayta Lachzor, if a guy's mom is not planning on coming back at all, so then Ein Zochel Levaya, so then he's not Mechuyav to be Levaya, even though he left within 30 days. That would be a Gevaldik Kula. A guy leaves Erev Pesach, let's say the day before Erev Pesach, a guy leaves in Yud Gimel Nisan, he's going to the hotel for the next 10 days, so according to the Abaye, Ein Dayt Alach, he's not planning on coming back, so Ein Zof Levaya can leave everything the way it is, just in the Vachlet, the Dayo. So Amalei Rava, the problem is that we don't pass the Abaye. Rava asked the If he's planning on coming back, so then there's no difference. If he's going to be back on Pesach, so he's going to be left Rosh Hashanah. He left 6 months ago. Of course, he has to do bedikas chametz. Ela marava the chiluk is as follows: How the amos kodem shloshim yom ain zochel levayer lo amron ela she ain dait alachzor. If dait alachzor, I feel him Rosh Hashanah zochel levayer. Rava says the chiluk goes like this: that if it's within 30 days, so then no matter what, you have to do bedikas chametz. Whether you're planning on coming back, you're not planning on coming back. If you are in your house within 30 days before Pesach, so the mitzvah hayom, mitzvah hachag, is mutalas on you. So you're mechuyav to do bedikas chametz, no matter what your plans are. But in addition to that, Rava says, let's say you left your house before 30 days, but you're coming back. You left your house Tu B'Shvat. You know you're coming back in 2 months, 2.5 months from now. You're going to be back for the Chol HaMoed. So then the halach is you also have to do bedikas chametz. According to Rav, it comes out all the chumras. That's how we pass in the halach. If either one of these two factors are true, you're mechuyav in bedikas chametz. If you're planning on being there any time during Pesach, for sure you're chayav in bedikas chametz, no matter when you left the house. And even if you're not planning on being there, but you were home within 30 days, you're also mechuyav in bedikas chametz. That's how we pass in Shulchan Aruch. So the Ritva quotes a fascinating opinion from his rabbi, from the Ra'ah. He quotes the following chiluk. Even though it's true, the halacha l'maisa, we paskin that a person is required to do bedikas chametz in either one of these two scenarios. Either if he left within 30 days, even not coming back, or if he left from before 30 days, if he is coming back. Says the Ritva, those two chiyuvim are not on par. They're not on the same level. One of the cases, one would recite a bracha on bedikas chametz, and the other one would not recite a bracha. Which is which? Says the Ritva, if a person left within 30 days, so then he's mechuyev in the formal official takana sacham called bedikas chametz, and then the halacha of abaydis tzarich shevarach kicks in, and he's mechuyev to recite a bracha, whether he's going to come back, not going to come back, because that's the mitzvah of bedikas chametz. That's the mitzvah's essay of bedikas chametz. The fact that the halacha says that if a guy leaves town 6 months before, but he's planning on coming back, he also has to do bedikas chametz, that's not the mitzvah's essay of bedikas chametz. That's not the takana sacham bedikas chametz. The takanas chametz bedikas chametz cannot start before Purim. Any check for chametz that you're doing on Tu B'Shvat is not the mitzvah bedikas chametz. So what are you doing?
Why?
Okay,
he's not going to be home.
No, the person is leaving from before Purim, but he's going to come back on Pesach. So the Ritva is learning that any bedikah that you're doing before Shloshim Yom is not included in the takanas. So the mitzvah Sayom of Pesach only begins from Shloshim Yom Kar B'Chag. Anything that's done before is not the mitzvah. So what do you have to do it for? If it's not the mitzvah, so what are you doing it for? So the Ritva says, be cool, Shami Yovel Yochlo, because Lamaisi, you're going to end up coming home, it's going to be chametz, then it's gewalt, it's going to be terrible. So the Ritva says, that quote-unquote bedikas chametz that you have to do, if it's Dait Alachzor, even though it's more than 30 days before, that's not Abaydei Tzarech Shevarech, that's not Orel Abbas, Abaydei Tzarech Chametz Lohaneh, that's not the mitzvah Derabbanim B'Torah's essay of bedikas chametz. That's the Mitzias Adram, is you can't have pizza sitting around your house because you're going to come to eat it. That's Sechel Yoshe dictates you have to get rid of. Says the Ritva, that's like Malichas Basar, that's like Nikra Chelev Agid, that's like Maimim Soyim, so that doesn't warrant a bracha. So it comes out, according to the Ritva's pshat, this idea that B'dikas Chometz can be viewed as either as a B'taras Issa or B'taras Mitzvah, so the answer is it depends. Sometimes it's one way, sometimes it's the other way. Any B'dikas Chometz that's being done within 30 days of Pesach is B'taras Mitzvah say. Any, and therefore warrants a bracha. Any bedikas chametz that's being done before 30 days is only b'taras avoiding lavim, and in fact does not warrant a bracha. Halacha l'maisa, we don't paskin like this Ritva for a totally different reason. Our minig is the Ramah quotes a minig that we only recite a bracha on Leil Yudal as Nisan. So even if a person is doing bedikas chametz on Leil Yigimel, he's going away a day early, and even if he's died to Lachla, he's coming back Cholamayid, but he's gone away for the first couple of days and he's going to come back Cholamayid. If he's not doing the Bedika of Balel Yadal and Mamish Ketakana Tanishta or La Bosa Bergnes Chometz Tehaner, then he does not recite the Bracha. So according to us, the whole Ritva is irrelevant. But before 30 days, after 30 days, you never make the Bracha unless you're doing it Mamish on Lel Yadal. But according to the Ritva, who didn't buy into that idea of the unique Chiv of Lel Yadal, who held that any time within 30 days is theoretically the Chlal, the Mitzvah, the Rabbana, the Mitzvah's essay of Bedika Chometz, which would warrant the Bani Tzarek Shevarech, but Akan Lo Yosef, up until Purim yet. From Pesach back to Purim, but from Purim beforehand, so that's not the mitzvah Sasei Derabban of Abad Yitzhak Shevar. That's just technically they have to do the Bedika to avoid Yisurim. On technical acts to avoid Yisurim, one does not recite a bracha. The Rosh in the fifth of the Ramah Kamos in Sochem in the first parak in Simin Yud raises an important issue that comes up very much relevant to Lachla Maisa in terms of the biggest comment. The Yesh Olam says the Rosh, She'en levodik ledab at she'igbru ha'bedika, that a person should not speak until he finishes bedikas chometz. So, sometimes that can be a very, very long procedure. So a person isn't supposed to speak. The Yesh Mosif and Oth says the Rosh, She'en levodik ledab at she'igbru ha'bedika, she'en levodik ledab at she'igbru ha'bedika, it's the gear lived up, doesn't really make too much sense. She'en levodik ledab at she'igbru. So the Rosh says that there are some who say that if a person did speak in the middle, so he has to make a new bracha. Why? Because the bracha can only relate to whatever there was no hefsek to. So if the guy makes a bracha, now he starts checking the living room. So he finishes the living room. He goes up to the bedroom, and then he gets a phone call and he's schmoozing for 10 minutes. And now he wants to continue checking the bedroom. So wait a second, what do you mean you check in the bedroom? Where's the bracha? Where's your birchas ha-mitzvah? You're doing the mitzvah derabana b'dikas chametz. What do you mean, where's my bracha? I made the bracha 10 minutes ago, but you were mitzir das. You were mafsik between the bracha and the mitzvah. So since you talked in the middle, so there are some opinions that maintain that that throws into question the entire bracha. The whole bracha is batal mevoto, and now you would be required to recite another bracha. Where do you have such an idea? Is there any mokka for this in Shas? This idea that you make a bracha, you start a mitzvah, and you don't quite finish it, and you talk in the middle, you gotta start all over again. You have to make a new bracha. So this is the Gemara, Maseches Menachos. We spoke about this a couple of years ago when we were learning it was Tfilin, when the Gemara speaks about Sach ben Tfilin Tfilin. If a person makes the bracha, let's say what our minig is, most of us follow the minig of Rabbeinu Tam, of reciting Lahaniach on the Tfilin Shel Yad, and reciting our mitzvahs on the Tfilin Shel Rosh. Rashi held you just make Lahaniach, you never make our mitzvahs. But according to Rabbeinu Tam, a normal morning, so you make two brachas on Tfilin. So if a person puts on the Shel Yad and then he puts on the Shel Rosh, so he makes Lahaniach and then he makes our mitzvahs Tfilin. But if a person was Soch Ben Atayim, if a person made Lahaniach, put on the Shel Yad, and then started the Shmuz, and then 5 minutes later comes back to put on the Shel Rosh, so Rabbeinu Tam says he has to make two brachas. He has to repeat the bracha of Lahaniach, and he has to make another bracha on mitzvah tefillin, because the Rebbeinu Tam understood that Lahaniach is really going on both. That's really the birchas of mitzvah and tefillin. You need a bracha Lahaniach, that's the ma'isa mitzvah. Lahaniach tefillin, that goes, that's chal, both in the Shel Yad and the Shel Rosh. So what are you making new on mitzvah tefillin for? That's for other reasons. The question, according to Rebbeinu Tam, why are you making the bracha altogether? But clearly, according to Rebbeinu Tam, Lahaniach is relating to both. And if a person talks in the middle, so then the brach is both of them, and has to start all over again. So that seems to be what the Yesh Mosifim were referring to as well. That some of these Rishon that the Rosh is quoting were comparing the din of Hesek Hadas, the din of Hesek by Brichas Tefillin, to the din of a Hesek in the middle of the Bracha B'dikas Chametz, just as by Tefillin, which is an ongoing mitzvah, there's two components, two parts, there's the Shel Yad and the Shel Rosh. If you goof and you talk in the middle, so then you got to start all over again with a new Bracha. Who are dinami when it comes to B'dikas Chametz, you goofed, you have to start all over again with another Bracha. So comes the Russian says, V'chol ze'ei nirali, says it doesn't think that's true. Hala she'esh li'zosh le'yasich ben bracha l'tchilas ha'bedika. He says, true, if you make a bracha, and then before you even start looking for anything, you're already shmuzing, so that's not a problem. That's like making a bird for eight, and then not taking a bite out of the apples. Of course you have to make a new bracha if you talk. But v'achas she'hizchil lo ha'v yasich ha'hefsek, midin ha'v yashiv ha'sukoch, adem ha'mada v'soch su'dosad, lo ha'v yasich ha'hefsek, lo ha'tzich lach su'l ha'varach ha'sukoch, or brichas ha'mosid, lo matzino v'sich ha'v yasich Elabain Tfilin with Tfilin. Says the Rosh, by all other mitzvahs, by all other brachas, by Birchas HaMotzi, Birchas HaNenin, so a person makes a motzi, he takes a bite out of the bread, he swallows the bread, and then he talks. So why do you say, how can he continue eating the bread? It's not all smachta bracha. So the Rosh says, that's ridiculous, there is no such halacha. Or yeshiva besukha, we don't find that a person makes a leisha besukha and he has to keep quiet the whole meal. So as soon as he's being yaitzeh the mitzvah at the beginning, he's starting off the mitzvah, so the bracha is chal already. So says the Rosh, you made the bracha, you started the bedika, you did a little bit, you checked up to half a room, so that's already the haschalas ha-bedika. So I'm a stumble, you're okay. And don't bring me a raya from tefillin. Tefillin is different. Mishum the bracha, we showed a kaimanami anoch, a tefillin show Rosh. Then he refers to Mechalikis Rosh and Rabbeinu Tam. The whole story, why tefillin is different. Then at the very end, the Rosh says 3 lines on the bottom, Umiyu, lechatchila tov lizor, shlo yasek v'sicha v'teila shiyu kama v'dika kula, that she yasek malibo livdok b'chadar m'valiyas v'chol makosh v'chlis mechon. It says the Rosh, for very practical reasons, you should follow the psach. It means it's those Rishonim who said the Yitzmanish and it's a gomer to talk in the middle of Bikas Chometz, and if you talk it's a hefstick and you have to start all over again, it's a disaster. So the Rosh didn't buy into all that. He says, nah, it's not true. It's not true by Birchas HaNen, and it's not true by Birchas HaMitzvot. It's a unique thing by Tfilin. But says the Rosh, and hate to tell you, come ask the Lord. Of course you shouldn't talk when you're doing Bikas Chometz. If you're going to be schmoozing on the cell phone when you're doing Bikas Chometz, so how you doing? You get distracted a little bit. So that's the hands-free cell phone. So a person is, make sure not to get pulled over and bark off. But if a person is, they scratched it off. But if a person is doing B'dikas Chametz, and he's in the middle of schmoozing, so obviously he's not going to do a very efficient job B'dikas Chametz. But in terms of pure Hilchos Brachos, in terms of pure Hilchos Hefsek, So the Rosh doesn't really see that to be much of a problem. So this is really a running machlokes. This machlokes is the Rosh and the Yesh Omrim in the Rosh. The first opinion in the Rosh is not really a B'dikas Chometz shayla. This is a general shayla by all mitzvahs. When you have a bracha and you start doing the mitzvah and then you continue, it's a long, long, long schlepped out mitzvah. So what's the din? Are you allowed to talk in the middle or not allowed to talk in the middle? So some Mishnayim say you're not allowed to talk, and if you talk, that's making a bracha. Another Mishnayim say it's not true. So this carries over to many mitzvahs. We have this, let's say, most of a person's putting up mezuzahs. Person puts up 25 mezuzahs. So you don't make a bracha l'kvar mezuzah on each one. You make the bracha l'kvar mezuzah on one, then you go around banging in all the other mezuzahs. So now you get a phone call in the middle. You want to schmooze, stop for 5 minutes and talk on the phone. So according to the Yesh Omrim, the first opinion in the Rosh, you can't do that. You gotta make a new bracha if you do it. It's a bracha shein atzricha. You go in bracha shein atzricha. According to the Rosh, that would be okay. That's not such a big problem. Well, let's say you have this like tefillas kelim. A person brings 20 kelim to the mikvah, and you start shmoozing in the middle. So according to some Rishonim, you have to start all over again. You have to not start the previous kelim. You have to make a new bracha in order for the future kelim to be covered by the bracha. And according to the Rosh, that wouldn't be true. So the poskim tell us that lechatchil we should avoid the shayla. We shouldn't get involved in the shayla. That's why a person should be careful during b'dikas chametz that he talks. He should not talk in the middle of b'dikas chametz. If you talk in b'dikas chametz, then you get stuck in this whole shayla of making new bracha, not making new bracha. If you talk, no, we won't try to make a new bracha. We suffer brachas l'alko. We should also try to avoid the shayla, unless it's with tzarech habdika. Let's say you need someone to come help you or something with b'dikas chametz. That's okay. That you're allowed to talk. Even between the bracha and the mitzvah itself, mikra din. The Gemara says in brachas that if you made a motzi and then you need someone to bring salt or something, so then that would be all right. So whatever is the tzarech inyan, that doesn't really constitute a hefsek. So if it's not the tzarech inyan, so one should really try to be careful not to be mastic at all, to avoid the shayla savi brachas. There is one last tekuda where we speak about reciting a bracha on b'dikas chametz. So every once in a while you have a situation where a person is not mechuyev to do b'dikas chametz, but you can actually get away with bitul chametz. Let's say, for example, chametz shenoflo mapolas. A person has some chametz and the whole house collapsed and it's underneath bricks and cement and all kind of garbage. So the Mishnah says, chametz shenoflo mapolas, the ain't a kelev yachol achatzichah, so even the dogs can't get to it. So I'm about to believe over daya. So he's not mechuyev to do b'dikas chametz. He could just do the din derayis a bitul and finish and call it a day. So the Rishonim have a machlokes, should he recite a bracha on that bitul chametz? So we find habaytik tzarech shivarech, but we don't find hamavatol tzarech shivarech. So the reason why we don't find is because we never let a person just do bitul chametz. 99.99% of the time, we require orla basa b'yin as a chametz. But for the one mishnah case where the guy got away without the biggest chametz, because it's enough chametz left in a pilus or some other similar scenario. So what should Allah be? Should we say that hamavatol tzarech shivarech or not? So there are some Rishonim will say, yep, that's the mitzvah, bitul chametz. Rashi learns of the mitzvah tashbisu. It's the mitzvah deraisa. Rashi and the Rambam hold that the deraisa bitul b'yam asagi means that's the mitzvah deraisa tashbisu something b'teichem. Tashbisu is a lashon bitul. So before you do the mitzvah tashbisu, you have to recite a bracha. And the Torah writes not that way. The Torah writes that since bitul chametz is belev, which not everybody agrees to, but the Torah assumes that you don't really have to say the kol chametz. It's good enough belev. So the Torah writes lo matzano, lo shamano. There should be a bracha on a machshava. You don't make a bracha. Baruch Hashem Lishon Tzav Lachamim Bahashem. There's a mitzvah Anoich Hashem Lokecha. You don't make that bracha. Brachas are made on mitzvah Shebedibur, Kriyas Megillah, Kriyas Hallel, or on mitzvah Shebemaisel, Hanochas Tefillin, Shebesuch, etc. But mitzvahs which are fulfilled kiyumim belev, mitzvah Shebelev, such as Bitta, which is with the rice, good enough to lave. So the Torah says, lo shemana, there should be such a bracha. So that's a technical detail in terms of whether the bracha carries over to that case. But call upon him, the basic halacha being, abode tzarech shivarech, and the chiddush that the b'dikas chametz is different than just prevention of yisurim. Sometimes there may be certain elements of just mere prevention of yisurim. Then you have the whole issue of the rush as to the kpeda, since they're not getting involved in terms of hetzchadat and hefsek, in terms of luchas brachas. Okay, I'm sorry again, we have to stop a couple of minutes early. We wish everyone a chakosh or sameach. That's the same, we'll continue.